Welcome to the last and final episode of season one of Relationship to Self. You guys have no idea how excited I am. And firstly, it is such a journey. Like, seriously, posting episodes for my podcast is not only helping you guys, but also me myself in my self-love and self-growth journey. So thank you so much for listening to all of my episodes, giving so much love and support. And yeah, I'm so excited. And we actually have so much coming in season two of this podcast. So yeah, stay tuned for that. And in this episode, we'll be discussing a few things, maybe around 10 to 15 things that you guys really need to know, because self-care, the term itself has been so normalized and so it's become so basic to all of us that we forgot what it really means. Now, self-care for a lot of people may just be going for a spa or taking a bubble bath or going for a 20-minute walk or reading your favorite book or watching your favorite series. Now, these are, I think, just the forms of self-care, but the self-care, the word itself, has so many different perspectives on it. Now, my perspective on it is that self-care is internal more than the external part, more than the outside view that you see or you experience, because at the end of the day, I think what matters to me the most is how I'm feeling. It's not how I looked the whole day. It's not what I did the whole day. Yeah, obviously those things matter, but those are not the primary things. Those are the secondary things for me. I think the priority is how I feel at the end of the day. When I go to bed, am I feeling content? Am I feeling like I did a great job today? Or am I feeling like I was lazy the whole day? Am I feeling sluggish? Am I feeling unproductive? Am I feeling like a procrastinator? So all of those things really matter to me more than how I looked that day or where I went or what I did. Or did I buy a lot of things, or did I meet a lot of people? Because, you know, I always say this and I will always keep on reminding that at the end of the day, it's you and you only. You have yourself throughout your life, and people may come and go, but you stay with yourself forever. And I think that is what self-care means to me. How I feel is more important than how I looked. So it's more of the internal part for me than the external part. Now, we all have seen on social media how people romanticize going for walks or taking yourself out on solo dates or going for coffee alone and, you know, reading books. All of that is, I think, the part where you romanticize self-care, where you start romanticizing your life. But I think for me, the real self-care comes in with these things that I'm going to list out for you guys right now. The first is journaling. Now, journaling is such a huge underrated form of self-love and self-care, because journaling really helps us on what is going on in our head, right? It gives us a moment to reflect on ourselves. It gives us a chance to express our feelings out, get those emotions out of our heads and put it down on paper. Now, I am not really consistent with journaling because I'm not usually the type of person who would sit down at the end of the day, take out a journal and then, you know, keep on writing in it. So what I do is I have a journal app on my phone. It's inbuilt in iPhone. So it gives me a reminder daily, like every single day. I have the journal notification in my notification center, and it gives me a reminder to, you know, just reflect on my day or reflect on how I'm feeling in that moment or how I felt overall throughout the day. I think it's such an helpful app, and I'm really thankful to Apple for having this app on the phone. You can also use Notes app. It's literally my holy grail on the phone. I use it every single day for a lot of purposes, but you can use it for journaling as well. Journaling is not always about writing paragraphs and pages and, you know, writing a whole story about how your days are going. Sometimes I think it's also about the small prompts. Like, you can search up journal prompts on Pinterest and you will get thousands of options. You can write one sentence and that's it. That's literally it. You don't have to journal a full 5-page, or you don't have to journal a lot. It's just sometimes about one sentence of how you felt. or one sentence of how your day went, or one paragraph. It's always up to how the person wants to journal and how often you want to do it. So I do it every single day. As I said, I have my notification on for that app. You can do it however you want. If you think you're going to be consistent, you should actually get a journal in real life and start journaling inside that journal. Or if you think you're like me, who is not really the type of person to, you know, sit down physically and write in the journal, I think you should use your phone for that purpose as well. The next is organizing and planning your days. Now, this is so important because when I know that I have nothing planned for the next day, I will literally waste today and tomorrow as well. I am actually that kind of person. Like, I need to plan my days out. If I don't, I actually go mad. Because I end up doing almost nothing except what I'm in the mood for, and that won't help me in the future, right? If I have set some particular goals for myself that I want to accomplish in the future, I have to start taking action in the present. And if I have nothing planned, I will literally do almost nothing except be a couch potato. And we cannot afford to do that because today's world is living in such a fast pace. Everybody is in huge competition amongst themselves. And I think it's so important to organize and plan out your days so that you don't forget or miss out on any of your tasks. So yeah, I think I find it best when I plan my days a prior night, because it tells me that, okay, Naisha, you have to sleep now. And before you sleep, this is what you have to do tomorrow. Right? And it helps me because I can sleep peacefully knowing that I have my next day planned. I don't have to wake up and start putting too much of my thoughts into the day and just directly start with the task I have set the previous night. This links me into the next point, which is having a slow morning routine. Whenever we have to wake up and immediately start working, we are forcing our brains to procrastinate the task. Because if we don't give our at least 1 hour of our morning to ourselves, I think our brain will not take it after some point of time. It will get tired of the routine and it will be inconsistent. Now, we don't want that and we cannot afford inconsistency. So I prefer having at least 1 hour of my morning to myself where I will take my shower. I will, plan out my day if I didn't plan the previous night, and I will just chill out. I will have a cup of cold coffee. I will watch something on YouTube, or I will just go through my social media. However, I try to avoid social media right in the morning because obviously it affects my brain for the rest of the day. And I think having a slow morning routine is so important because what you do in the morning really defines your mood that you set throughout the day. And if you have low energy throughout the day, you will end up not doing most of the task, or you will not do it efficiently. So make sure you have a morning routine that you love and stop rushing into the day. The next is commit to your goals. Now, all of us have goals, right? We set goals for ourselves like, okay, I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that, this is my resolution. But we don't achieve those goals because we don't commit to them. And I think commitment to your goals is the most important thing when you set a goal for yourself. Okay, I have set a goal for myself that I will work out every single day, but if I don't end up doing it every single day, I will be so underconfident the next time I set a goal for myself. So this is why I think it's important to commit to your goals, because it builds a sort of self-confidence and self-trust within yourself that you know that if I'm setting this goal for myself, I will achieve it. I will do it no matter what. And committing to your goals is not really something easy because in today's generation, we all procrastinate a lot. But I think it's a matter of priorities, and I think it's how much you really want to achieve it. You know, like if I really want to achieve a goal, I will go heads and heels over that goal. I will do anything to achieve it. And no matter how tired I am or no matter how busy I am, if I want to prioritize the goal and achieve it, I will do it. And I think that's a thing I admire about myself a lot. And I think you should also start committing to your goals, start taking action. It really helps a lot with your self-esteem. The next is figure out what you like and start working towards it. Now, if you're really passionate about something, a particular hobby, I think you should try and build it into something more than a hobby. Now, if you are passionate about dancing or if you're passionate about singing, you should start doing it professionally. And please do not think about the outcome. Do not think about how much money you're gonna get out of it, or do not think how much your audience will like it or not. I think just go for it and don't put too much thinking into it, because sometimes when we think too much, we end up procrastinating, or we end up overthinking the task, and then we end up not doing it. We are so afraid of the fear of failure that we actually take few steps back. And I think this time you should really go for it, no matter what you're passionate about. If you're passionate about styling yourself, I think you should open an Instagram account and start styling yourself in front of the audience. You can actually make so much out of it. Like, you can gain popularity, you can gain your audience love, you can gain so much. And even if you don't gain much out of it, I think if you are confident enough, if you are happy doing it, just go for it. Do not think about the outcome, think about the process and how you feel in the process. The next is self-doubt reduction through social media is literally in your favor. Now, you can pick up books, you can listen to podcasts, or basically use Instagram to gain some knowledge or grow your business. Now, this is so basic, but it's important to list it out to you guys, because some of us really don't, give a lot of attention to this point. You go on social media every single day, right? You scroll through it. You are literally almost all day on Instagram. What are you doing? Are you just scrolling because you're bored? Are you scrolling because you're lazy? Or are you scrolling because you have nothing to do? Instead of that, I think pick up a hobby. For example, you want to earn a lot of money in the future. So you could pick up some book from your nearby library store. And you can start, literally, you can start knowledging yourself about it. Or if you want to start a proper self-growth journey, you can buy self-development books, or even go on Instagram and search self-development accounts and follow them, and literally start your journey like that. Or you can listen to self-development podcast. It is just that easy. You're just supposed to be smart enough to use social media in your favor, and not the other way around. The next is detachment. Now, this is literally so important, because a lot of us, actually all of us, tend to get a lot of attachment towards people or towards a particular situation, which really ends up hurting us in the end, right? And when you do get attached to somebody, or when you do get attached to a particular event that happened in your life, it really affects your whole mood and how you feel about things and how you see people, and basically changes your whole narrative. And I think detachment is something we all are supposed to master, and the sooner you do it, the better. And I'm actually thinking to make a whole episode on this topic in season two, so we'll not go into much depth about it right now. The next one is the 80 to 20% rule in food. Now, 80% is where you will eat your healthy food, like proteins, carbohydrates, and all of that. And the 20% of it is where you can eat anything you want. You can have chocolate, you can have cake, you can have ice cream, you can have anything you want, because we cannot punish ourselves just to stay fit all the time. Like, nobody is supposed to punish themselves, right? And if you are actually trying to avoid a particular food item 80% of the time, I think we all deserve to eat it at least the 20% of the time, because we can't really force our body to just suddenly start hating a particular food item and start resisting it. Yes, obviously, if you consume it on a regular basis, it's really bad, because junk food has a lot of disadvantages, not only physically but also mentally. It affects our mood, and we feel sluggish and lazy after having junk food. At least I do. So 80% of the time, I think I eat healthy food, and then the 20% are the cheat days where I think we all deserve to have cheat days. We are not going to live life according to this particular rule that we can never eat junk food because that's just impossible for a human to resist. So yeah, I think this rule is so important, and this is a way of taking care of our diet and balancing it. The next is do the inner work. Now, this is so important because one should really know a lot about themselves. Like, I know what makes me feel good. I know what makes me feel bad. I know what can get me into a procrastinating mindset and what can take me out of it. Basically, I know at least so much about myself that I am capable enough of setting my routines accordingly so that I achieve my goals and not miss out on any of them. So you are supposed to know about yourself. And how will you do it? It is obviously through the inner work that you do. Go on Pinterest and search for prompts for inner work journaling or shadow journaling or something like that. And you will get thousands of options. The inner work basically means how you feel about yourself and what can you do better and what do you want to improve and questions like that. The next is showing up for yourself and doing what you said you're going to do. Now, if you just keep on saying that, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but if you end up not doing it, it's going to be very harsh on your self-esteem. So if you're setting a particular goal for yourself, do it. Literally do it, and do it no matter how you feel, because sometimes we do feel something else, but in the moment, it doesn't really matter. What really matters is how we feel after it, because there are some things that we have to do according to our future self to achieve those goals in the future, which may make us feel very tired in the moment or very bad in the moment, but we know that it is actually helpful for us in the future. So if you know that there is a thing that you're supposed to do which will be helpful in the future, just do it no matter how you feel. It is a way of building self-trust, self-confidence, and it just basically means that you are sure that you're gonna achieve a goal when you set it. The next is movement is happiness. It is not a chore. Now, a lot of people just, you know, have such a negative perspective on moving your body every single day. Like, people see it as a chore instead of changing the narrative and seeing it as happiness, because honestly, moving my body, like even going for a 20-30 minute walk, makes me so fresh and makes me feel so just happy and content and calm, because I really do get time to reflect on myself during those 30 minutes of the walk, and at the same time I'm moving my body, so it's a plus plus. That's a win. And I think we should really change our narrative on things and, you know, see a lot of things in our life a little bit more positively than we did yesterday. The next is doing things for your future self. Now, this links back into what I said earlier, that we are supposed to do something if we know it's beneficial for us in the future, even if we feel tired or if we feel like it's not worth it in the moment, but if we know it's beneficial, we are supposed to do it. Now, I have a list of things on my notes app. As I said, I use it a lot. So I have a list of things that I'm supposed to do when I feel low in energy. That can increase my energy vibrations and help me get through the day. So make sure you know yourself and you know these things about yourself, so that if, for example, you are feeling very low on a particular day, that doesn't mean you are supposed to do nothing, okay? I'm just kidding. If you're obviously very low, it's fine if you take a day off. But if you feel like doing something, you should have a list of things on your phone or, you know, just written down somewhere where you can refer to when you're feeling low, so that you are at least getting something done for your future self. And trust me, when you look back to all of these things, you're going to be so thankful and grateful that, oh my God, I really did that even when I was feeling low. So basically, all of these things that I'm telling you guys is a way of increasing the trust and confidence you have in yourself, and at the same time help you in your present as well as the future. The next is adding new things in your daily routine to feel fresh and content. A lot of us just go about our days doing the same boring things again and again and again, which sometimes makes life very boring and we feel like, oh my God, I really don't want to do this anymore. So just add a little thing in your daily routine. For example, if I keep on doing the same workout every single day, and if I feel like skipping it one day, I will replace it with another fun workout and I will do something that I love. So sometimes I think it's the little things, and you should really incorporate something new if you feel like you're bored with your current routine. The last is change your perspective on things. Now, this is so important because, for example, there is a lot of traffic, okay? And this example is so useful. I've taken the reference from Tam Kaur's YouTube. She is amazing, by the way. Anyways, let's not go there because I will actually start fangirling over her. She's a literal queen. But she gave a huge example, which I think is perfect. If you're stuck in traffic, don't think about, oh my God, why does this happen to me? Or why is there so much traffic? Don't think about it negatively and take it in another way of how can I utilize my time during this traffic? How can I, utilize my time while I'm stuck here? So obviously you can't fly out of your car and, just reach to your destination. So instead of complaining and nagging about it while you're sitting in your car and doing nothing, do something that will help you. For example, you can listen to a podcast, or you can search up a few things and, just do a basic research for something you're passionate about and maybe think about it for the next few days and turn it into something more. So this way, while you're sitting stuck in the traffic, you're at least doing something productive out of it that you'll be thankful for after some time. Because would you really like to sit in the traffic and do absolutely nothing instead of listening to a super amazing podcast like mine? Just kidding, by the way. Anyways, this was it for today's episode. It was really just very basic. From season two, we are going to add a lot of spice on this podcast. There is a lot of new stuff coming, so stay tuned and I will see you guys in season two. All of the updates are going to be out on my Instagram, that is Relationship to Self. And yeah, that is an account just for my podcast. So make sure you follow it for getting all of the updates about season two. Thank you so much, and I can't wait. I'll see you guys super soon. Till then, take care and bye. I love you, and I'm so proud of you.